Talk Live, 855-453. It's a simple toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's the live Easter edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want.
We've talked a little bit about Easter, but, you know, what's there to say?
855-450-3733. Bitcoin's the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world for no fees without needing permission from any bank or government. Learn more. Visit weusecoins.org. You need to go watch that video, just because bitcoins are changing the world. Weusecoins.org. Mm-hmm. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, we can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Buy your bitcoins with cash. Visit BitInstant.com. All right, let's go back to the phones. Dave in Montana, what's on your mind?
My point is that the GOP shows that they know nothing about freedom. The very fundamental foundation of freedom is being able to feed yourself, clothe yourself, house yourself, make fuel for yourself, medicate yourself, take care of yourself. And cannabis offers all of them. Not one plant in the whole world does that except cannabis.
You know, and this is, you're talking about the hemp plant itself. I mean,
right,
you know,
the whole family. There's right. There's 52 different varieties of this plant.
How many can you smoke?
And there's 25,000 uses. If 1,000 people got a job from each one of the uses, 25 million jobs within 3 years. If our farmers had that in their hands, the pressure on oil would be relieved. The pressure
probably put a lot of the pharmaceutical companies out of business, too, huh?
Say again?
I said it would probably put a lot of people out of business, too, right? Like the pharmaceutical companies with the pain medications?
They'll survive. Probably. They'll still do their little thing. But the people will be able to do it themselves, too. There'll be money in the hands of the people. That's wealth. From the ground. That's all. Wealth only comes from the ground, and this planet offers us this one plant that feeds us, clothes us, houses us, feeds us the most nutritious food known to mankind.
Dave, I appreciate the call.
It's an insult to humanity. It's an insult to freedom and everything this country stands for. That this plant is not in the hands of farmers and the industry that's available in this country. And for the GOP not to mention one word that there's like a civil war going on. The only terrorists I've seen is since 9/11 was federal agents with masks on their face and machine guns pointed at my friend's wife and kids because he was practicing a business that his state gave him permission to do.
Really? So they came in and busted him? The feds did?
Yeah. Wow. Because that's terrible.
Because of stupid laws, because of selling to other marijuana growers that are legal in another state, and it's all over taxes and selling over state lines, and it's the same thing that's going on with the insurance companies right now with the medical care. They're arguing about who's going to be making the money selling the insurance over the state lines. That's all they're arguing about. There's an appeal in the federal government right now going to the Supreme Court about the very thing about this thing in Montana and Washington. And it's going to set precedents about selling stuff over the state's borders and stuff.
And your friend was involved with this case?
Freedom there,
Dave?
Is in America, this plant. I'm telling you. And it's
Dave, did you say your friend is involved in the Supreme Court case, the one that got raided?
Well, yeah, I know about four people that are appealing to the federal Supreme Court. But how
you think they'll hear it?
How are you going to appeal to a court that sends these damn mass criminals to your house?
Yeah, they all work for the same team, that's for sure.
It does make it extraordinarily difficult.
And I think that we are witnessing the death of the GOP when they can't recognize the freedom that this plant gives to humanity.
You know, the Democrats don't recognize it either. I mean, Obama's been authorizing these raids.
The Democrats, have been sold out long ago, man. They go wherever the money goes. They're the greediest.
The Republicans don't do that?
They
all do that.
Yeah, the Republicans, too. But at least they say the Constitution and the Tenth Amendment.
Just lip service.
Yeah, they both say.
They're all a bunch of lying bastards.
Thank you, David. I appreciate the call. He's right.
He's absolutely right.
855-450-3733. You know, and one wonders why this crop called hemp isn't legal. I mean, it's because it looks like marijuana.
There was a history, wasn't there, of like paper companies that didn't want it to be legal, like all these interests. Dow was making cotton, and they didn't want it legal because
different companies,
competition.
Right. Who wants competition? And these powerful companies, powerful lobbyists.
They have never hesitated to use the state to regulate their competitors out of business.
Absolutely not.
It's a big theme in history.
Absolutely not. And it really is difficult to pinpoint which party is more at fault here. I don't even know
if that's a useful question, because they're really both. I mean, it's the system. It's not the particular parties. It's the whole authoritarian system.
It really is, because the system truly does feed on ways to exercise power, and the drug war is a great way to exercise power. Mm-hmm. So, you know, absolutely, you know, once it's become illegal, you've got a bunch of people employed to get rid of it. And now that people are deciding, you know, maybe this isn't such a great idea, having this war on Americans, a war on our citizens, a war on people, and, you know, being able to get medicine and being able to, you know,
a lot of people are saying that, but unfortunately it really hasn't translated to policy yet, and that's why the U.S.
has a lot of government bureaucrats
to
lose their jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, we can lose our jobs!
Well, look at the incarceration. I mean, look at the rates of incarceration per capita. The U.S. incarcerates more of its population than anywhere else in the world. Yeah, far more.
Far more.
25-1 or something like that.
It's an incredible difference. And, you know, why has the drug war stopped yet? You want the drug war,
if it was so effective, it would have eradicated drugs. You know, it's been going on for 40 years with really no effect at all.
It only helps
to end this madness.
Criminals and government bureaucrats. It doesn't help the individual. If you want drug usage to diminish, take a look at places like Amsterdam and Portugal, where drug usage among young people has dropped, drug usage in general has dropped, and this is through, you know, decriminalization programs where they're not going after, especially end users, and where they let, you know, certain small amounts of drugs be legal for recreational purposes, whatever.
I think there's something to be said for addressing this sort of, like, demand side of that equation, too, because I think there are lots of people who, not everybody, but there's a good case to be had that a lot of people who use drugs are sort of, like, medicating themselves, you know, from trauma that they've experienced or whatever.
Do you think it's PTSD? Is that what we're talking about? Or?
Yeah, in some cases, but in some cases, like, just, you know, bad experiences, like they've had a horrible childhood or whatever, you know.
Well,
anything could happen.
I don't know that everybody... how many people have good childhoods is what my question would
be. Well, yeah.
A child is a creature of, you know, it's a weak creature and, you know, sort of dependent upon its parents, you know, wants all the attention it can get. You know, people say things about sort of the middle child, and, you know, that's a traumatic experience, being second of three. I mean, you know, if being second of three is traumatic, then, you know, what do you do as a parent in order to not create these situations? I don't know. Being a parent right now and dealing with a child who's in the most formative years between 0 and 5, you know, you wonder all the time, what am I doing here that's going to create some kind of situation in the future?
Mm.
And who knows? Who knows?
I wasn't really talking about, like, birth order. I'm talking about kids who were, like, horribly beaten or, like, raped or whatever when they were children.
I wonder what percentage of drug users are that, though.
Maybe more than you think. I don't know.
Maybe.
Not everyone, for sure. I'm not saying everybody who uses drugs is...
Majority, personally.
Yeah.
8-5. I think that humans like to alter their states of consciousness, generally. That's a generalization.
Mm-hmm.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Free. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am a dirty ass. Takes away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this immortal death.
And they call it democracy.
I've had enough of
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the Signal toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Mark with you?
Yeah, it's Stephanie.
You know, I've been calling it the Easter edition, but we're not talking about Easter, so why am I calling it the Easter edition?
Because you're a cute little bunny.
I am a cute little bunny. Hey, I've got an interesting thing here that it makes me want to talk about. This probably only interests me. and the nerds in the crowd that play Dungeons and Dragons. But it's a meme.
I bet there are lots of them.
There are lots of them, and it's you know, one of these internet memes. And it's great. This Easter, remember, Jesus was not a zombie. Jesus wasn't just because he was undead doesn't make him a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
He was not mindless, nor did he consume anyone. So obviously, not a zombie. Nor was he a ghoul or a wight. Although his soul and intellect were intact, he was not a rotting corpse, and that's what one would have to be in order to be a ghoul. And I'm not sure about wights. I'm not a, you know, it's spelled W-I-G-H-T. Not a real expert in that area.
Okay.
He was not a vampire, although he transubstantiated blood into wine, or wine into blood, excuse me. He never drank it from a person, so therefore, not a vampire. Jesus was not a ghost or a wraith, because he was corporeal and still had his wounds. It's clear that Jesus was a lick. You ever heard this term?
No.
It's L-I-C-H. And I think you pretty much have to have played Dungeons and Dragons.
You mean a lich?
Is it lich? Excuse me. I always thought it was lick. This is the thing. How would one know? I mean, who defines these things?
I don't know.
Let's call it lich, then.
Okay.
A lich is created when a powerful magician or king striving for eternal life uses spells or rituals to bind his soul to his animated corpse and thereby achieves immortality. Liches were depicted as being clearly cadaverous, their bodies still bearing their wounds and they had received before death, and liches often have the power of necromancy, which allow them to bring the dead back to life. So there you've got it.
Mm.
I mean, it just fits everything.
I saw a cute graphic today with a picture of Jesus that said something like, "Dude, I got so drunk, and then 3 days later, I woke up in a cave with this wicked hangover."
It's funny. These other stories. It's all very interesting. The Bible reaches the level of hearsay, sort of as a definition, today. But you really do wonder, people like Peter, clearly involved in the early church, if this guy didn't see what he saw, it makes you wonder how it is that, he would go about doing what he did. I mean, the guy got crucified upside down for whatever it was that he believed. And so whatever it is that he saw or experienced must have been really powerful to him, is what I tend to take from that.
You know, a lot of people died horrible deaths in those days, but just some of them got written down.
Are we talking about Jesus or Peter here?
Well, both. I mean, when you're talking about things like crucifixion, burning at the stake, all those things, those happen pretty frequently.
But a lot of these early Christian leaders, the church fathers initially, mm-hmm. would have been able to get out of whatever punishment they were going to deal with by simply saying, "Oh yeah, I was just kidding. I'm in it for the money," or whatever. The girls, they're awesome. Whatever it is that the claim would be. Then there's accounts where absolutely, these people could have gotten out. The leaders wanted to let them go, but they wouldn't deny what it was that they believed.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, in order to die for what you believe in, you must thoroughly believe it. I'm not saying
that. Yeah, look at those Tibetan monks. I mean,
there's all kinds of people dying for, the Davidians in Texas are probably a pretty good example.
The ones who drank the Kool-Aid? What was that cult called?
Jim Jones.
Yeah.
I remember what their name of their the group was. But it's very interesting. It's very interesting. So anyway, I wanted to mention that fun little meme that I saw.
There you go. I think I consider myself a nerd, but I don't think I'm the right kind of nerd to get that one. I'm more of like a science nerd. I don't know. Not a D&D nerd.
So the article I did want to read is, it's here, it's about the downward trend in news listenership, especially in sort of the traditional media.
Mm.
CNN bore the brunt of the downward trend. This is from MediaBistro.com. Bore the brunt of the downward trends in the news networks experienced this month. This was for March. And for much of the first quarter, when compared to the busy first few months of 2011, for the first month of March, CNN was down 50% in total viewers and down 60%
wow.
in adults 25 to 54.
No, that doesn't sound like noise. That sounds like a significant
threat. It's huge. Yeah. Mm. And interestingly, some of Free Talk Live's downloads from the podcast, they're down too. They're
not
down
these numbers. I have a theory. Do you think this might have something to do with the fact that people aren't following like the primaries anymore?
Oh, I think people are sick to death of the primaries.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't get me to watch a debate to save my life. Okay.
You couldn't get me to watch one before, but, you know.
Understood.
Yeah, this is why I stay away from that stuff, because I know it's like this, it's this emotional roller coaster. Like, people get really excited about it, and then they're like, oh, I hate it, you know, and mm-hmm. it's like a source of stress in their lives, and I don't know.
At this point, I think that a lot of people have come to the conclusion that it's going to be Mitt Romney, so what's the point in watching,
mm-hmm.
you know? I bet
that explains a lot of it. Because, like it or not, a lot of people do follow politics, and they're kind of like political junkies, I guess.
I think things will pick up during the convention in Tampa. People will start paying attention again in order to see what happens, especially if something exciting happens at the convention. But it looks like Romney at this point. You know, he's just won, you know, a bunch of races and that kind of thing. And Santorum's, you know, sputtering out. Gingrich is... You know,
really?
He is
sputtering out.
Gingrich is one of the... You know, he's been just the Walking Dead, and mm-hmm. and Ron Paul's campaign's always been about delegates, not you know, the popular vote. So it should be interesting to see what happens. But you know, it's hard to say where it's going to go. I think it's just very interesting that these traditional media companies are seeing, they've been seeing sort of a downward trend, and now they're seeing a drop off the cliff mm-hmm. as far as viewership and listenership and in different areas. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call Free Talk Live traditional media, but I do think that people come here for maybe what they call some level of news or commentary on the news.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of a current event show with Diaz thrown in there, sure.
I'd be interested to see what the numbers for The Daily Show are like recently.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Free Talk Live lives in the world somewhere between commentary and lampooning, the news and the issues and things like that. I mean, the news themselves, if read properly, lampoons itself.
Yeah. Well, that's what I wonder, if people are just realizing, oh, this is crap. You know, they're not really reporting on the things that are relevant to my life. They're not really doing their job as far as questioning the politicians and holding them accountable for things, and
I'm
not going to watch it anymore.
I was talking to some friends about the voting and the general election coming up, and they were very into who they were going to vote for, and it doesn't matter who it was, because it doesn't matter who you vote for in the general election. Because think about this for a second. Whatever state you're in, there's probably only one or two or three states that are actually key states anyway. So, you know, you can take the other 47 states, throw them in the garbage. And your vote, it's likely that state's going to win by tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. Whoever wins that state is going to win by that margin. So therefore, your one vote or your two votes in your family or three or four votes in your family or whatever, or even if you could influence 100 people, it still doesn't matter.
Yep.
Because it wouldn't change the outcome.
Nope.
And the outcome's the outcome.
So why worry about it?
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack Backup Hand Pump Kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJak.com. Be sure to spell FlowJak.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack Hand Well Pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, it's a single toll-free call-in line. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com has everything the outdoors enthusiast or the survivalist needs. Name brands at the best, and this is their unique selling proposition, the best prices. Before you buy anything in the area of outdoorsy stuff, you need to go to manventureoutpost.com and check out their prices and their selection. Selection's incredible. I mean, you can't go through everything. But they've got knives, ammunition. Everybody wants ammunition these days. Scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They got them at the best rates, and they'll ship them right to you fast and quick. They're family-owned, fast and quick. Members of the good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And some prices so low they can't be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL. Let's go to Victor, calling in from Tampa. Victor, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I live in a world, twilight world of deviant sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I'm a professional pornographer, stand-up comedian. In fact, I even do my own...
Hold on. How am I supposed to believe you if you're a comedian? Go ahead.
Well, I have my own... I'm the co-host, actually, on internet TV and radio show called ScreamAndSam.com.
ScreamAndSam?
ScreamAndSam.com.
ScreamAndSam, okay.
We have exclusive rights to Sam Kinison's material. In fact, his brother, Bill Kinison's on our show also.
Interesting.
But also, if you go to YouTube under Wildman Vince, you'll see me interviewing some of the top porn stars on planet Earth in Miami, around the world.
So why do people want to hear porn stars talk?
Well, they have actually some very interesting, I guess you'd say, points of view that you would never hear from your general population of so-called normal people.
Yeah, okay. I believe that. Yeah.
Marilyn Manson on acid or something. It's really introspective, I guess you'd say. But I see it all, man. And what I wanted to say is some of the most deviant, hardcore S&M conventions I cover live, like fetish comps, you'll see the most twisted freaks there are usually the most right-wing Republican types, like bankers, insurance executives, that will fly in from around the world in other cities and will literally be being pulled by the neck chain, being kicked into jimmies by a girl dressed as a ballerina all night, or have literally like a $1,000, $10,000 carriage being pulled by pony girls, they call them.
Yeah.
I've seen like legless midgets getting hockey pucks across the bathroom floor with demon angel dressed freaks all night rave. You name it, I've seen it. But the most deviant of all of them tend to be on the right are the same people that, you know, want legalized marijuana, will be the first to shut down the local bookstore that's an adult bookstore or video. I just, hypocrisy, basically.
So what do you think, Victor, about, like, what motivates them? Do you think that they want to enjoy these things if only for themselves and they want to keep other people from doing it? Or do you think it's like they really believe that these things are
bad
or guilty, but they're still going to do it anyway? What do you think is motivating it?
Well, part of it, I think they're just greedy, selfish SOBs. But the other part is, I think that they live such an uptight, repressed life that in the straight world, it somehow warps their mind and they turn inward instead of outward. They're so repressed. It's this self abuse, really. A lot of it is. It's not even sexual. I mean, when you get into some of the really freaky stuff, to me, it's mental hospital stuff. There's nothing even sexual about it. I'm friends with a professional dominatrix out of New York City, and she lives in Florida now, and some of the stories she's told me is she caters to the Wall Street crowd. I mean, beyond weird. I mean, it's not even shut down. I can't even say it on TV half the stuff. But
I'm sure. You know, I wonder to myself whether people in power, you know, live their lives in power, so therefore they want to feel disempowered in a sexual arena, that the people sort of react opposite sort of what they want, and that you'll find people that are disempowered in life often, you know, are the ones that want to participate in these sort of rape fantasies and things like that, where they have power over their sexual partner. And I often have wondered whether it's this kind of this opposite game that I can't quite put my finger on.
Well, there is some pathology behind it, for sure. I do believe some of it is power. I believe some of it is just, you know, people getting their yayas out. But make no mistake about it, some of these people are borderline, in my opinion, like serial killers. I mean, there is some really sinister people in that circuit, I guess you'd say. And I cover it all. I cover everything from Exotica in Miami Beach, Fetish Con in Tampa, to the world's biggest swinger conventions.
And what motivates you, Victor, to cover this stuff? I mean, what got you interested in it?
Well, actually, the fact that I do stand-up comedy, I kept getting kicked out of all the comedy clubs, but I'm pretty hardcore. I'm kind of like Doug Stanhope. I'm along that level meets Tommy Chong. And the taboo nature, I'm not really cussing or anything. I talk about, you know, like hanging Angie by, or let's say saggy baggy, Mayberry SMPD.
I have no idea what these words are that you're talking.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you ever see the Andy Griffith Show? Basically, I stick my fingers to society's psychic eye, and I cover a lot of shadow. Like, I'm like the Marilyn Manson of comedy, and I keep getting kicked out of so-called straight comedy clubs because I just can't handle these jerks with, like, mother-in-law jokes. I just go off the rails. I'm like a cage monster that's unleashed. So I started doing biker clubs, heavy metal clubs, strip bars, totally nude, and they loved me. And they gave me artistic.
You're nude or they're nude?
Well, both, actually. I get really into it.
Gotcha.
It's the largest nudist colony in the Western Hemisphere. I opened up for Mike Stanley. And, you know, everybody there
half of them were naked. So I didn't have
when you said the largest nudist colony, I'm picturing is there a lot of people or the people are really
the largest
big?
Nudist,
people.
I had to say that all these rich, it's exclusive. I mean, super rich around the world. I'm in the middle of my act. I said, ma'am, your saggy baggies are in a potato salad. They were really too pleased with me. I wasn't asked to ask it. Anyway.
Hilarious.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, Victor. I got an idea
so
now. I don't even know what to think about that. It was great, though.
Yeah, wow. Very interesting.
You know, people will often talk about the sex lives of those that are in power and it being deviant and that kind of thing. And, you know, it makes you wonder. I can't imagine traveling anywhere for some kind of deviant sex party. But I know people do it. I've heard about these furries conventions, so I know people do it.
Yeah.
And that's what they're into. So, okay.
I don't even know if I would put furries on the same level as people who want to, like, I don't know, pretend they're getting murdered or something. You know,
I don't know what the levels are, but to me, if you're willing
no,
to travel
I don't know
for a
either.
Convention,
and it's not important because I'm not there to judge them, other people, you know. But I do think it's true that you know, when people repress things about their sexuality, they do tend to come out in these unusual ways, right? And it's too bad that people don't feel like they can free their minds of the, you know, of the constraints that are placed on them by what religion or their families or whatever.
To some extent, society represses them. And I want people to be somewhat repressed. Please, don't just put it out of my face. I don't need you running around.
Well, that's
in a
the thing. I don't think they would want to do that unless they had they were acting something
somebody
out.
Would.
Maybe. I don't know.
There's that 1% of 1%, right? Or even less than that. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855. Nice way to start off the show, Stephanie.
I'm so unprofessional. Sorry.
Sometimes these
lashes with a wet noodle. Will that be appropriate punishment?
People would line up for that. 855-450-3733. These cough buttons here can be difficult to get your hands on. They're a little hard to push. 855-450-3733. We might be able to squeeze you in the final segment here of the... this is not only the Sunday edition, but it's the special Easter edition. Not that we're, talking that much about Easter, but we touched on it. And we've got, what's the last segment here? Oh, before you do that, I want to talk about shop.freetalklive.com. It's a way to help Free Talk Live by doing the purchases that you normally do. It's a... Amazon and other online retailers like that by going to shop.freetalklive.com first, clicking through the links we have there. You'll get the same great prices, the same great service that you're used to. Free Talk Live will get a little spiff. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, you have a story here about what they're teaching in schools?
The monkey bell. Yeah.
Monkey bell?
This is interesting. Okay, so this particular summary of what's going on is from kind of a progressive website, commondreams.org, and it's a little bit... it's obviously written from kind of like a biased perspective, but it brings up an interesting issue that we can, spin it our own way and talk about, okay. Right? So, the headline is, Tennessee's monkey bell will protect anti-science teachers. And, the article says Tennessee governor blah 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 is likely to sign into law a bill requiring Tennessee's public schools to allow teachers to discuss purported weaknesses of theories such as evolution and global warming in their classrooms. Haslam has until Tuesday, that's the governor, to sign the bill, blah, blah, blah. Opponents, including science organizations, teacher groups, and the ACLU, argue that the law injects religion into public education and raises the specter of the Scopes Monkey Trial in 1925. When a high school science teacher in Tennessee was convicted of teaching evolution, the conviction was later overturned on a technicality. The statute prohibiting the teaching of evolution remained on Tennessee's books until it was repealed in 1967. Americans United for Separation of Church and State and the ACLU have pressured the governor to reject the bill, which they believe is an unconstitutional and unwise gateway for the teaching of creationism and intelligent design in public schools. The bill is, quote, very clever in its wording, but its hidden agenda is to inject religious beliefs into scientific curriculum, said Hedy Weinberg.
You can see why people are fighting over this, because public education is such an important tool in getting people to believe what you want them to believe.
Oh, yeah. What was the Jesuit saying of give me a boy until... This is creepy. Give me a boy until he's 5 or 7 and you can have him for the rest of his life.
Mm. Yeah. It shows how you can shape how people think.
Yeah.
I went to a Christian school and they taught science there and they taught some version of evolution. Essentially what they came up with was evolution occurred You can see evolution, however it is, you know, God's behind it. That's that kind of thing. But, you know, they, I never saw some kind of, you know.
Make any sense.
What?
Evolution occurred, but God's behind it.
Well, you know, it's one's belief. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, right, so I understand that what one thinks as far as natural selection, but there are weaknesses, as they mention, in the, you know, sort of theory of evolution that are difficult to explain. And we don't have explanations right now. Now,
like what?
1870, something about villi and cilia and things like that.
That's not true, actually. So this
today,
came
up, but at one point it was a weakness, right? So there are weaknesses now. And
okay. So the anti-evolution people say that flagella, which are the structures that bacteria use to move around, they're spinning. They're like a little motor,
right?
Okay. They say that they could not have evolved because there are too many component parts, and so they couldn't have evolved.
It's interesting, right?
Well, it is, and it sounds, you're like, yeah, how could that have evolved? But, well, there are analogous structures in other bacteria that look very, very similar to flagella, but are actually a pore that's used to inject toxins into other bacteria. So, yeah, they do have sort of simpler versions that are maybe a step along the way.
If people don't go around pointing out the weaknesses, then people don't come up with the explanations as to what the weaknesses were.
Well, sure. That's true. Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's just fine to point out the weaknesses of evolution in a
science
class.
It is, as long as they're real weaknesses and not like things that have already been disproven. Like, they might point out the so-called weakness about the flagella and then not say the real explanation for it.
There are 13 years of school, and those, you know, there's going to be science teachers all along, and some of them are going to say some things, and some of them are going to say others, and to you know, say that we shouldn't point out this or that or the other thing. It's all fighting over the football.
Well, yeah, in government schools,
and
sure.
And the football is the hearts and minds of students. And the
I'm just glad that students have the internet and they can feel welcome to check out any claims that they hear at
school. They should be holding these teachers responsible and pointing these things out when there's, you know.
They don't have a monopoly on their education anymore. You know, you can educate yourself with the internet for free anytime.
Absolutely. And I think that I think it's important. I think that the problem with public education is exactly this, is that people are going to, you know, they're going to vilify, they're going to try to get in, just be in charge, and they're going to say the other people are bad, wrong, stupid, and immoral, and, you know, they're going to get on their high horse and say whatever. No one would, people wouldn't care. People aren't saying what they're doing, what kind of education is being done poorly, what kind of science education is being done poorly in private schools, because their money isn't forced out of their pocket to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's very difficult. I mean, I love reading National Geographic, but there were times in my life when I didn't believe everything that was in it. I don't know that I believe everything that's in it now. And, you can look at old issues and see that they were wrong at some point. And we're going to be wrong now in the future. So, whatever.
Yeah, in my experience, I've learned that it's never really a great idea to just take any one source at face value. Like, it's great to just learn about all the information that you reasonably can,
sure,
and then try to come to your own conclusions, you know,
whatever information
based on critical thinking. But that's the one thing they don't teach at schools, you see,
yeah,
the government schools.
Critical thinking is not valuable in a citizen.
No, absolutely not. And it's actively, like, denied. I mean, I think it's, like, kids are really taught to accept a lot of irrationality, and they are not taught logic. They're not taught.
Why does one get the critical thinking class?
No, it doesn't exist.
I wish I did. I wish I knew where this critical thinking class was. I'd make sure that I took it.
Yeah.
I don't want to think more critically.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, the critical thinking class is called, unschooling yourself on the internet, you know.
Learning about everything. Yeah. And what you mentioned is unschooling. That's essentially not unlearning things. It's learning. It's teaching yourself. Unschooling is,
yes,
it's a
free-form style of learning because you're intrinsically motivated, because you want to know about things.
Student-directed learning.
You want to learn rather than you are forced from outside to learn about some specific thing that the government says you should know.
And sometimes, people that want to learn about things can take classes,
mm-hmm,
on how to learn about things, and that's still student-directed. But I think that, you know, I mean, this what we decide people are going to learn in this particular area and that particular area, I don't know. I mean,
it's a concept that we've explored a lot tonight in different things. Like, we were talking about Afghanistan, Mark, and how to, you know, how to introduce the ideas of, like, equality, gender equality, and stuff like that. And those ideas can't come by force, just like you can't make kids want to learn about something. You know what I mean? Like, we think we can force kids to learn math because it's good for them, and science because it's good for them, and reading and history, whatever, when not every kid is interested in learning history or math or science or whatever. And so, but if there's no effort that's made to persuade them that these are interesting and important and you can use them in your life, it's just learn this or else you're going to get an F. You're going to get a bad grade. You know, we're going to punish you if you don't learn it. And we're going to give you a gold star if you do. It's not like you're learning it, and learning is the gift. You know what I mean?
Right. The learning is really the gift.
It is, yeah.
And when, you know, my son has basically taught himself to read. We got a little course for him that helped him learn how to use the CSA method on his own.
Mm-hmm.
But he can read words. I mean, as a four-year-old, I could read till I was six, and he can read more now than I could when I was six. Mm-hmm. And it's just incredible to watch him do his thing.
I could read when I was 2.5 and I had vaccines. So
there you go. Yeah, somehow or another that worked. Well, my son could read at 18 months and he didn't have vaccines, so there you go.
Not that it means anything. It's N of 1.
It means nothing. It
yeah, right.
Correlation
with
causation.
I was just being snarky there.
But he wants to learn to read. He's very motivated by his books. And the one thing I said to myself is, you know, when he wants to read, I'm not going to say I'm too busy. So that's the one, you know, he can get my attention and my wife's attention by saying, you know, I want to read this book.
Yeah.
And we buy him books on whatever pretty much on whatever he wants to read. He's really into Cars 2 and superheroes right now. You think I care what he's reading about if he can read it for? I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, he's interested in these things. And I've used these opportunities to talk about, you know, he's into the solar system, planets and Saturn and things like that. So we've gone online and we've looked at these things. We've talked about them. And I assume that I just teach him as I would be talking to an adult as best I can. I assume that most of the stuff is passing him by, but he's picking up things.
Well, I think kids appreciate that, and he talk to you on a level.
He gets more stuff than I could ever would have guessed that he would have gotten. So it's incredible to me.
Yep.
855-450.
Oh, we're done, actually.
Yeah, why not give him a number? Okay, you can go check it out, freetalklive.com. In the meantime, we will be back 7 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
JaxDice.com.
What if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.